WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Tens of thousands of residents in Moore County, North Carolina, are still without power after two substations were shot up over the weekend. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
This was an intentional attack that caused significant harm to a lot of people.
This woman lives in Moore County.
We help everybody, you know, and I cannot imagine somebody on purpose hurting somebody like that. It's just, it breaks my heart. It really does.
Duke Energy says it could be days before all power is restored, since some of the equipment was so badly damaged it will have to be replaced. The final push is on in Georgia ahead of tomorrow's runoff election for the state's U.S. Senate seat. CBS's Skylar Henry has the latest.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock began his final day of campaigning with members of the Teamsters Union in Atlanta.
And I promise you guys, if you stand up with me just one more day, I'll stand up for you for the next 6 years.
Republican challenger Herschel Walker continued his Evict Warnock bus tour Monday, stopping at a restaurant in Flowery Branch, Georgia, and a pool hall in Dawsonville.
Now we're working on turnout.
Skyler Henry, CBS News, Atlanta.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that pits free speech against gay rights. It involves website designer Lori Smith, who is challenging a Colorado law that requires her to create wedding websites for same-sex couples, even though she says doing so would go against her Christian beliefs. Kristen Wagoner is her attorney.
When you are engaging in symbolic speech, whether that be through the creation of a custom wedding cake or a custom wedding website, you are creating speech.
The state of Colorado prohibits businesses from refusing to provide services to customers based on race, religion, gender, or orientation. The triple-demic does not discriminate.
Respiratory diseases are very high in most of the country right now. Flu has now killed two more children in the U.S.
A heartbreaking total of 14 pediatric deaths have already been reported so far just this season.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky urges parents to get their children vaccinated. Hospitalizations from flu are at the highest they've been at this time of year in more than a decade. The CDC also saying that COVID cases are on the rise. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
A new barrage of Russian missiles have struck Ukraine again today, with explosions heard in multiple cities.
It was a pretty extraordinary attack, even by Russia's standards, showering missiles all over the country, targeting towns, villages, and cities. We understand that a number of areas have lost power, and sadly, people have lost their lives.
CBS's MTS Taib reporting from Kyiv. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Andy's been suffering from ugly, yellow toe fungus for years.
I tried everything. Every drugstore product, every home remedy, prescriptions from my doctor, nothing worked.
And then he discovered Crystal Flush, the new and different at-home treatment that flushes out fungus fast.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. And I mean 100% disappeared.
The secret is its breakthrough two-step system. Its non-prescription serum contains the maximum strength FDA-approved ingredient. And the unique capsule helps balance the body's natural defense to fungus.
I can now go barefoot at the pool and at the gym. Honestly, this has changed everything for me.
Join the thousands of people who have finally ended their struggle with embarrassing toe fungus. Crystal Flush is not available in stores, but for a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Show off your toes with confidence. Visit crystalflush.com now or call 800-304-2925.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a few flurries possible at times. Lows level off around 16. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 30.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show as the Wisconsin Badgers get ready for Big Ten play. Yeah, the schedule hasn't been challenging enough, so you get a couple of softies coming up this week. You got unbeaten Maryland tomorrow night at the Kohl Center, and then a late Sunday afternoon game down in Iowa City against the Hawkeyes. I was being very sarcastic. Those are two really good teams. We'll get into those guys. The Badgers coming off an overtime win. Of course it was a close game. There's five in a row now for the Badgers that have gone right down to the wire. 80-77, just a great college basketball game Saturday at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Chucky Hepburn somehow, some way, got himself back on the floor after the lower body injury that it took him out early in the second half. He came back in, scored 19 points, hit a big three, hit a lot of big threes actually, and many others contributed. We'll get you caught up with all things Badger hoops. We'll also hear from players Jordan Davis and Stephen Crow. We'll check in with Mike Lucas as well. But as always, we start with the head coach. And you know, Greg, keep coming back to some certain things that you like to say, and including one of them. For fans who wait to watch basketball until March Madness, you miss a lot of good material early. Couldn't think of anything else when the game was unfolding on Saturday. Just a great, it was electric atmosphere. That's exactly what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, and to be able to have an in-state game like that, with obviously a loud, raucous, full arena, really good game with two really good teams. You look back at the reason why we do those in-state games. There you go. I mean, to have that type of a platform and national media or national audience, it's great for the game of basketball in the state, first and foremost. I get texts from all over the state about just congrats on the win, number one, but also thanks for doing this for the state, and it really puts a spotlight on our game in the state. And kudos goes to our players for continuing to find a way and not flinch when the games get tight. Keep trying to play the next possession as well as you can, and happy locker room Saturday afternoon.
Boy, no doubt. It was one of those, you were telling us after the game, you didn't expect to see Chucky when he went out early in the second half. I mean, so it takes everybody, but if you're going to be surprised, let it be a pleasant surprise. So he gets, and there's not just the obvious what he does on the floor. You just got the impression there was a massive intangible lift to his teammates.
Yeah, well. You got an all-conference point guard, so that's a quarterback of the team that has put a lot of time in, and he's comfortable with his teammates. His teammates are accustomed to having him on the floor, so there's just a lot of synergy there, aside from what shows up in the stat sheets that he brings to the table. And obviously it was good to get him back for those 6-plus minutes that he came back, because we needed him for every second of those. Or I guess it was more than that with the overtime. So, other guys also stepped up, though. I thought Max did a good job of kind of jumping into that role primarily as a point guard. Kamari McGee, even before Chucky went down there at the end of the first half, I thought Kamari really had practiced well, and they know my old adage that if you practice well, you'll likely play well. It doesn't work the other way around. And I was really happy to see Cam get in there and give us a boost as well.
Yeah, it was funny. You were telling us after the game that he had his wisdom tooth removed on Friday. It was funny. It's funny when it's somebody else. He walked into the gym on Friday. He couldn't feel his face. We've all been there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Going, Well, I wonder what he's going to be able to do.
Yeah, yeah, we were giving him all the riddles to say with S's because he had a little bit of a fat tongue and he was struggling and laughing about how he was talking. So,
yeah, but again, credit to him as you mentioned after the game. It's, you know, if you don't play in a couple games, it would be easy to kind of get down to the dumps a little bit. That doesn't seem to be his nature. He's just such a – he seems like one of those guys who doesn't have bad days necessarily. But still, I mean, to keep himself ready. I know you preach it, but he lives it.
Really. Yeah, and it is – you know, I know these guys all come here, they want to play, and he transferred not only to play, but he wanted to play at the highest level. And, you know, we've had conversations about that you want to play at the highest level and you want to be a part of successful teams. So there's a lot of other things other than just running on the floor that go into this in terms of his development and his decision making and, his getting accustomed to how we need to play to have success. So that's a growing process. I told him earlier in the week, I still view him as a freshman because everything that we do is still new to him. And it's not a habit yet. It's getting better, but it's not instinctual in terms of both ends of the floor. But it was good to see him, like I said, step up and really help us, which I thought he, given his ability to have a little juice with the ball and with how Marquette would play, that it would fit him for where he is right now in terms of his development.
I want to mention, because we didn't ask you enough about it after the game Saturday, Stephen Crowell and we've talked, you brought it up 2 years ago when he was, you know, doing a lot of scout work, his ability to pass the ball. And he's been talking to him. That's always something he has enjoyed doing, being able to share the ball, helping his teammates. He had 7 assists.
Yeah.
You know, that's a team that's pretty good at turning people over, and you're going to have some against a team like that. But 7 assists for a big man for anybody.
And a lot of those out of traps, out of double teams as they trap the post. So, yeah, I mean, he's number one. I think he has he doesn't get rattled. You know, I noticed that early during his freshman year, even in practice, we would post trap him. He had a calmness about him. That's always a good sign specifically as a post player, but for anybody really, that when you get a little heat, double teamed, whatever, that you don't panic. Cause we've had guys that do or have panicked, and I see the difference. So just the calmness he plays with, and obviously he's skilled, and then being 7 feet doesn't hurt either, where you can look over people. So it's a good combination to have.
Yeah, he was saying he's admitting he's still getting used to his size. He's got more strength now. I mean, he was, what, like 215, 217 when he got here. Good weight added since then. But maybe fair to say he's making some plays right now that 2 years ago,
no doubt,
probably not.
Yeah, no doubt, especially through traffic. You know, he's we have a saying, be the windshield, not the bug, and he was the bug earlier, you know, 2 years ago. Now he's more of the windshield, and still scratching the surface and where he will be as he, you know, migrates through the rest of his career here. I think the gains he's made in the weight room have been tremendous, but I know Coach Snyder is really excited about, he sees the potential to be much, much more, and as he gets used to being bigger and stronger, that's going to make him even more effective.
At the risk of embarrassing you, because we've recorded a television segment on the topic already, but the win Saturday is 150 for you as for your teams since you have been the head coach. That's Doc Meanwell, that's Bud Foster, that's William Francis Ryan, and you're in that company right now. I know it's a team deal. But I hope you let yourself feel pretty good about that for a couple hours.
Well, it's one of these things where when you're in this profession, you're really never counting, so to speak. But to take a little time to reflect back, it's gone fast. You know, the 80 probably that are on the other end have aged me way more than the. And if we have more finishes like we had on Saturday, I'll age a little faster. But no, it's, you know, really good teams. Our players have really done an awesome job of buying in and listening and getting better. And I've got a great supporting cast. My name, I know, goes on it, but there's so many people that have their fingerprints all over this program's success, and just proud to be a part of it.
Pat Riley always said there's winning and there's misery. And another coach here, Football Hall of Famer, I always thought he enjoyed it. Didn't matter who they beat. Obviously, you know, in football, you beat the Ohio States of the world, you really enjoy it, but it doesn't matter. can you let yourself, I mean, you're in your sport, the next comes around real fast.
Right.
But can you allow yourself that and try to enjoy wins as much as you would agonize over a loss?
I'm getting better at it, Matt, but I still agonize way more. You know, that Wake Forest game earlier in the week, that was like a horror movie going back over and over on my computer screen. I watched the Marquette game once, so, and then quickly move on to Maryland. So, it is. I mean, I think that's it, you need to have that, I think, as much as maybe the misery and the agony of defeat wear at you. I think that's a good thing at times, as long as it doesn't get out of control and become unhealthy, because that's, we're all competitive, and I think we are all always trying to find ways to help our teams get better.
Yeah, I think it's the way you guys are wired. Wheels are always turning. How can we help this group get better day in and day out? We'll take a break. Badgers and the Terps tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. We'll get into the unbeaten Maryland outfit as we continue the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't beat the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Menards has what you need to keep your home safe. For more than 100 years, Kidde has been a leader in home safety, helping you protect what matters most. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Save big on Kidde home safety products now at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card always makes for a great gift idea.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Rolling on with the Greg Gard Show, Badgers, the Maryland Terrapins. Big Ten opener for Wisconsin. The Terps have a conference game already under their belt, and that was on Friday night. A really good game, a big-time atmosphere in College Park, 71-66 over Illinois. And here's the Department of Redundancy Department. Coach, you've already seen a lot of really good guards, and you're going to see another really good guard who fans might not be that familiar with, Wisconsin fans. Jameer Young was a star at Charlotte, big-time scorer there. Coming close to home now. He went to high school at DeMatha, really close to the Maryland campus. But is this more of the same? You know, quick shoots, the whole deal?
Yeah, really. You know, and rarely we found in the whole transfer portal world when somebody has big numbers like he had at Charlotte, 1,600 points and a really good score, it doesn't translate at the same level, except this one does. He's been able to do it against really good teams at that level. And for the most part, you know, that we follow that really closely. There's not a lot of kids that are able to translate it and take it to that same production to the next level, and he's been able to do it really well. So experienced guard, tough, left-handed, gets downhill. We're going to have our hands full tomorrow night.
Is this a noticeably different style of play with Kevin Willard now in his first year?
No, I wouldn't say it's a whole lot different. A lot of the same guys. You know, a couple other transfers in, the Carey kid or Casey Carey, I guess it is.
Don Carey.
Yeah, and that's been at a couple stops or three or four stops before, and then obviously Young and but you know, a lot of Hakeem Hart, Julian Reese, a lot of the Dante Scott. You know, a lot of the same names that are playing really well. You know, and I think they've played very similar. I think they just have a purpose right now. Last year, I'm sure, was a hard year for them when you got that. Mm-hmm. Coach Turgeon walked away early in the year, and there's just uncertainty. And, you know, I think just could never get their footing, even though they were very talented. You know, it's hard when we saw our football team go through it. When there's a coaching transition, even in the season, it's hard to, you know, it's rare that teams are able to get their footing and create momentum. And they got momentum going right now, though.
Yeah, it's a good time to have Maryland here, because just watching the game on television, that atmosphere, and you know, seeing it up close, what it could be like in that building.
Right.
And it looks like that's going to be, oh, here it is, another tough place to play in the Big Ten, but I'm not sure there's an easy one right now.
No, I don't think there is. I don't know where it is, if there is one. I haven't found it yet. So, primarily due to the teams that are playing on the court. And then obviously when there's good teams and you know, a fun atmosphere, people come to that and watch that. So, yeah, it was pretty electric in there. I know on Friday night when Illinois was in there, looked like it was hopping, and for good reason. It's great for the league. That's why this league leads the country in attendance every year and has for the last almost 50 years. And the support we get from all 14, you know, fan bases is good.
We're seeing craziness already in the Big Ten, because as we've talked about before, for several years now, the league has two December games, conference games, and then steps out of conference for the remainder of the month. But Northwestern winning at Michigan State, which I think it's the first time since the early 60s where Northwestern has gone to Lansing and has won in consecutive trips. But even out of conference, Nebraska beats Creighton, a top 10 team. You said it before, no Gidwell games, and it looks like it's same story, different year.
Yeah, I think the parity that we've seen grow across college basketball, the numbers and the rankings that people get caught up in, and I understand why it gets TV viewership and all that, but really, you look across the country, you know, Baylor gets drubbed at Marquette, you know, on what it was Tuesday night, then turns around and beats Gonzaga. So it's just, you know, it's college basketball. And I think that's why it's so, and why, you know, in 3 months from now, 4 months from now, you'll be talking about March Madness, because there's so much unpredictability within it, game in and game out. I don't know if there's a dominant team. You know, there's a couple up at the top that haven't been beat yet that look pretty good. Texas looks pretty good. I'm trying to think who else is up there that Purdue, one right in our league, has looked pretty good, consistently, pretty dominant. So, but I think, you know, like I said, there's just so much parity, and the length of the season also plays into it too. It's hard to stay in an emotionally high level all the time, and you got injuries and fatigue and everything else that come into the human element of it. But it's what makes it really fun. Now, maybe not so fun for coaches as hair gets grayer or falls out, but a lot of fun for everybody that doesn't have skin in the game.
What I'm hearing you talk about, injury, fatigue, or 4.5-5 hour bus rides from Champaign with 30-some semi-trucks, jackknife,
right,
bad weather, and all of that. You mentioned the length of the season, too, because today's the first day that the net rankings are released. That's one of the tools that the committee uses. It's December, what is this, December 5th? So things are going to change, and things are going to level off. When does Joe, when did your staffers really start? When does Patrick start going, hey, coach, this today the Badgers are, when does that really start to settle in?
You know, probably, I've watched the Ken Palm thing a little bit. You know, that changes by the hour, by the game. You know, there's fluctuation that I can never put together why there's fluctuation. But probably late January, February. And Mark is usually the guru behind all that because of the, it's his, you know, mathematical equation to put together the schedule to make it, you know, compute out if we have success in the proper fashion when we get towards the end. So we'll keep an eye on it. I'm sure just for giggles or entertainment purposes here soon is probably look here later today and see where everything is. And, but really probably start to look at it as we hit February.
Every time I hear the analytics, I think of Matt Arnold now that the Brewers president of baseball ops, when he was working alongside David Stearns, he always talked about the nerds, got to check the nerds for all the analytics. Every sport's got it. You got to have nerds everywhere.
Absolutely.
Though, right? Somebody figures all that out and is able to translate it to where it might make a little bit of sense.
Yes, exactly. I was not a math major for a reason. So between that and game analytics, you know, I put AJ to work. I said, AJ, give me the layman's definition of what you're giving me here. And, so you're saying score more points than them, then we'll the analytics all play in our favor. Good. That's key. Let's keep it simple.
That's right. No, that's fun. Again, congrats on 150. It was a great game. I know it's a game that gets a lot of people excited. And at the same time, I know you got to turn the page in a hurry because you had Maryland coming in and then you go to Iowa. But congrats anyway.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And like I said, it's a lot of people have their hands involved in this and looking forward to time's flown by. You know, I guess time flies when you're having fun, and we've had a lot of fun here, so looking forward to a lot more.
I know Badger fans have had a lot of fun and look forward to more here moving forward. That's head coach Greg Gard. Again, it's the Badgers in Maryland tomorrow night. 7 o'clock is when we start. The tip time is at 8. We'll hear from Jordan Davis and Stephen Crowell in a couple of minutes as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a few flurries possible at times. Lows level off around 16. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 32. Tomorrow night, lows around 17. A mix of clouds and sun Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 33. 35 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Rolling on with the Greg Gard Show. Time for the players portion of tonight's program. We'll hear from two of them, as a matter of fact. Jordan Davis, along with Stephen Crowell. Let's start with Jordan. He's been in the lineup each of the first eight games for the Badgers. Went 37 minutes on Saturday in the win against Marquette. Had 8 points in the game, including a big three, as he was able to use that short memory. There were a couple of tough trips down the floor for him, but he hit that critical three right in front of his bench. We talked with Jordan about this really challenging stretch of games that the Badgers are in the middle of. Jordan, as we talk here, you guys are in the middle of a heck of a stretch. Obviously, the three games in the Bahamas, you come back home, there's Wake Forest, you got Marquette, then you got two Big Ten games. So on the one hand, I guess it's kind of daunting. On the other, it's probably what you live for. It's what you go through all of this, the off season and the training camp for a stretch like this, right?
Yeah, I know. Like, we didn't do as well as we wanted to in the Bahamas, but I think we took a lot of things that we learned and can grow from. And we have two big tests coming up. I mean, Marquette and then Big Ten with Maryland and Iowa. So we really have no time to sit back and, like, take a little break. Like, no, we have to keep it rolling, keep working hard, and keep growing and keep learning.
That's part of the beauty of basketball. I know we talked about this forever. Like, football, it's 1 week later, but basketball, no matter what, if it's a dramatic win or a tough loss, you really don't have a lot of time to stew over it or, you know, even feel good about it when you win a game. That's part of the beauty, though, right? You have to turn the page kind of fast.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of basketball. You know, you have to learn from your mistakes quick and then bounce back, and I think this team can really bounce back. I know we took that loss to heart versus Wake Forest, and we want to continue to grow and learn and just make a statement.
Credit to them for what they're able to do, but you guys have really been playing some good defense here this season. I think as you start to, as a team, form an identity, and it's still fairly early, but I just feel like that is a strength of this team.
Yeah, I know, like, we had our best offensive game, but it was our by far our worst defensive game. So that just shows you that our defense wasn't there, and give credit to us the whole season. Our defense has been pretty good. We've been holding teams under a point per possession. So I know that our defense needs to get fixed, and we just need to get strategize a little bit more and know where we need to be and stop gambling so much and just play, like, be disciplined. Mm-hmm. I think that's one thing that we need to work on, is just being more disciplined.
Yeah, it's a long year, and you have a proven ability to make plays. Even go back to last year, some big moments that you had, I mean, multiple big moments to help teams win games, and yet so much of this seems like it's a confidence game. I'm rambling about this. I'm thinking of the Bahamas. You make a shot, you know, a few didn't go, then you made one, and you kind of gave a thank you.
Yeah.
You have to kind of be cognizant, I mean, to keep the confidence level up. Guys are going to miss shots, but just, I know it's a relief, but tell yourself not to get too high, too low.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've been telling myself this year, is never get too high, never get too low. I know last year I was kind of a role guy, but this year I'm kind of a starter, a leader on this team, so I just got to show leadership and can't really show dramatic emotion or too high of emotion. Just stay solid and keep composed.
Doing what you did last year, though, we mentioned, you know, obviously Minnesota, and there were other games where you guys don't win without you. I would imagine there's a fair amount of confidence you were able to get out of what you were able to contribute last year that could help you contribute even more this year.
Yeah, I think my confidence has grown each and every game, and especially being a starter this year. I know that I'm looked at as more a guy who has to contribute a lot more and produce more. So that, I'm happy with that position. I want that position. I want to take that and then do my best.
This season, obviously, it's a different group. So you guys are doing some different things offensively from maybe in the past. You guys feel like on that end of the floor that you're coming along as a group really well from maybe where you were in summer before the trip to France?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we wanted to just find our identity, find our roles on the team, and I think as the season's going on and these last couple games, we've kind of found our identity, and I think we still need to keep it going, keep being confident in ourselves and trust our teammates.
You're a Wisconsin guy. You know all about the in-state games. How much do you hear from fans about it? if it's a Marquette? You know, your third time around now, so you're not a rook at this thing. But, you know, you guys, you're getting ready for the Big Ten. You've got big games ahead, as do they. But is this one of those you just tend to hear more from friends and et cetera?
Yeah, you hear a little bit more. I know it's an in-state rivalry. It's good for the sport. It's good for the in-state basketball. You know, I know a lot of kids watch this game. I know when I was growing up, I tend to look into this game and just wanted a little bit more. And I know the stakes are high, the pressure is high, but we're going to treat it like any other game. So just keep our composure and just play as a team, and we'll be all right.
Turn back the clock a little bit. How much in retrospect now? I know you're moving on. Obviously, Johnny's doing his thing. How fun was that, man, to be able to play with him here for a couple of years?
I mean, you can't even put into words sometimes. I just look back, and I'm just thankful to be in that position to play with my brother. I know he'll say the same thing, and just you don't really get chances like that in life, and it's just I'm happy we got that.
I know he was the happiest guy in the world in those games where you had to raise your level, and you did. You guys, obviously, I would assume, talk on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we FaceTime after every game. I watch his games. He watches mine. I just give my piece of advice. He gives his piece of advice. You know, it's just all brotherly love. So
one final thing. Last year, the bus rides were kind of funny hearing all the cackling. That's got to continue this year, right, as you move forward with these road trips?
Oh, yeah. I know last year some of the guys like to play a little car games or whatever.
There you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think on the bus and on these road games, we all hang out. We all talk to each other, you know. It's just we have a great group of guys this year who wants each other to succeed.
Is that the best? I mean, one of the best aspects of being able to go overseas or even the Bahamas? There's on the floor, which is obvious, but it's a new group, right? So, but you feel like you guys probably know each other pretty well. They say you can learn a lot about each other on long road trips. So imagine you guys have been able to bond here quite a bit.
Yeah, I know the France trip is where it all started. I know we were all worried about basketball, but when we were on our own, just like traveling and stuff and like touring the cities, it was fun to be around those guys, and we all bonded. And then in the Bahamas, we bonded even more. So I like the group of guys. Everyone wants each other to do well, and we hold all each other accountable no matter what. So I really do like this team this year.
That's Badgers junior Jordan Davis out of La Crosse. We turn our attention to Stephen Crow now, the 7-footer, who's averaging 31 minutes per game, averaging about 9.5 points a game, nearly 7 rebounds, and he leads the team with 24 assists. Mention those minutes, though. They're up 5-6 minutes per game from a year ago. We asked him how he was holding up.
No, I'm holding up good. Like you said, all that conditioning we do, you've seen us running in here before. I think that's been a big help. And obviously getting stronger, being able to hold your own out there, I think has been big for me. So those two things, I've been good. And then going in the ice tub, recovering like I haven't before. You get older and your bones start hurting more a little bit. So just getting in the ice tubs, getting in the training room with Brent and doing those things have helped a lot.
It's always fun around here when we see guys when they're freshmen, and now after a couple of years, we've watched you and we've seen you finish some plays, like getting through some traffic now. A couple years ago, I don't know, but yeah. That's where that fit. Obviously, there's the confidence, but yeah. Just the raw physical strength.
Yeah, for sure. And still getting used to that strength. I got a lot stronger over these 2 years, and I know I got to finish better in the paint at times, and we're still growing in there. But yeah, like you said, that strength's helped a lot, and getting used to it, it has been good, and I think it's helped me a lot.
One thing that's a little different with this team this year, that outside of you, this is a smaller than,
yeah, for sure.
And it's again really easy to say, wow, you got to keep Steven out of foul trouble. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of a captain obvious statement. Yeah. Is there a line though, like where you want to be careful of that, but you still want to play? You want to be aggressive?
Yeah, no, you got to be physical. I've done a good job with the coaches this summer. Kind of, they've been teaching me how to stay out of those ticky-tack fouls. Like I've gotten a couple this year already, but just not doing those cheap ones. Using your fouls when you actually need them, and when you're actually being physical. But that goes back to being in the weight room, which is nice, and working in there and getting stronger, being able to hold your own out there against some of these guys. So I think the combination of the coaches helping me and Snides have been big for me in that department.
I was talking with Jordan and a couple other guys about this, with some of the things that you're doing a little differently on the offensive end.
Yeah.
You feel like that's an area, it seems to be the case, and you get your thoughts on it, that there's much more comfort now than what there was in July when you guys are getting ready for the
season. We kind of put in a new offense this year, so all of us trying to get used to it and trying to move the big man around has been the key with me up top and making decisions and rolling. So all of us trying to get used to it, and these new guys come from different schools where they learn different offenses. It kind of goes back to how we talk with football. They got different things going in their minds. They've been taught different things. So just getting all of us on the same page, whether it's Connor as a freshman or Cam and Max as transfers or us returning guys who do something else last year. So I think it's finally starting to come together. As we saw against Wake, we scored, but just got to get that defense kind of under control.
One of the things I know Coach Gard, he and I, we would talk, or whoever he would talk to, even 2 years ago, your ability to pass the ball seemed to be different in a good way. Has that always been a strength? I don't know how much of that in high school. It's like, get it to Steve, let him go, turn around and score. But has that always been an area you've been comfortable
with? Yeah, for sure. I all throughout high school and middle school, I've loved getting my teammates involved in the post. And in high school specifically, you get doubled all the time, so you'd have to make those reads and pass out of the post. So it's just something I kind of developed over the years and it's translated to college a little bit. And I love setting my teammates up. So.
That's part of what you were talking about a minute ago with the new guys. Now, a lot of this is like unspoken communication too, the eye contact, and that's an area that's gotten better.
Yeah, for sure. Our whole offense based on cutting and kind of that nonverbal, like you said, just cutting, back cutting, knowing when to do it when you're getting pressured. So just kind of getting on the same page with those things, and as we go through the season, hopefully those things get better for us.
So you've had some games where you've gone up against teams that aren't particularly big. Marquette is not particularly big, but the dudes at Wake Forest, obviously what's ahead in the Big Ten. Yeah. But that's, again, that's what you do all this for. Yeah, with you're a competitor, so you're always looking forward to that, right?
Yeah, for sure. Just going against the best in the country, that's why you come to Wisconsin. So, no, I'm looking forward to going against those guys like Hunter and Trace, those big guys in the Big Ten. But also moving with these guys at like Marquette and some of these schools who play that more mobile, four men almost, not really five men. Moving around the perimeter has been good for me and learning how to guard different guys. So,
other thing, final question, fluffy variety here, but you get these atmospheres, right? It was pretty good, I thought, in here for the Wake Forest game.
Sure.
At Marquette, it's going to be good, but not so much Badger related.
Okay,
But you like that. I've always seen teams around here that kind of enjoy that when it's you against the world or however you want to put it. That's part of the fun of this, too.
Yeah, right? For sure. I remember Brad last year. He was the one that said that. He likes away games more than home games, almost just to go there and prove guys wrong. So I kind of learned that for him. I'm kind of in the same boat as him, going on the road and beating someone on the road. There's no better feeling than that.
That's Badgers 7-footer Stephen Crow as we have our players portion of the Greg Gard Show here tonight. We thank Stephen and Jordan for joining us. We'll take a break. We'll check in with Mike Lucas in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Put a little love in your heart.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Rolling on with the Greg Gard Show, coming off quite a week for the Badgers. More close games, that's how it works. Two Big Ten games coming up, Maryland tomorrow nights, and then, of course, on Sunday afternoon, late afternoon tip in Iowa City against the Hawkeyes, joined by Mike Lucas. Mike, we saw this seemingly all season long last year, one close game after another, and the Badgers now have had five in a row that have gone right down the wire, two games in overtime. I guess we should be getting used to this by now.
Yeah, is it okay to be selfish, too, because you feel like, well, they should have won maybe the Wake Forest game, but Marquette fans are probably saying, well, maybe the Golden Eagles should have won that game on their home floor. I guess that's the nature of college basketball when you play so many games down to the wire or into overtime. It takes a special type of player, I think, to respond to some of the challenges that we see in these close contests. And Wisconsin has had more answers than not over the last year and a half now.
Yeah, I really do. You're right. I mean, every year is different, but you can't help but think that, you know, some of these guys, especially those who lived it, you know, Wall and Crowell and Hepburn, you go through those games, and they'll always say, Tyler is one of many. I remember talking to him about it last year, that it's more nerve-wracking, in his case, for his folks who are watching, those who are watching. When you're in the midst of it, maybe you think about it some, but they've had so many of these, they just play, and it just seems like that's what this team is able to do.
And the engaging or fun thing about it this year is that there's no Johnny Davis out there. There's no Brad Davison out there in these clutch situations, so they have to come up with their own answers, and that's to be continued. This is just a part of the process. What we're seeing right now with this team, as it gains a little more experience and feels even more comfortable playing with each other, because it's just not a snap of your fingers and it all works and all falls into place. And we can see some of the improvement in some of these individuals. I mean, we were both talking about it after the game on Saturday, how Jordan Davis had a couple of lousy possessions. He really did. And Greg Gard had a Sejan at the scorer's table waiting to pull him. Mm-hmm. But the way the game flowed, Jordan got a chance on the floor. He got set up on the right wing side, open shot. He made it.
Yeah, right in front of his coach.
Yeah, right. And Greg pulled the Sejan back.
That's right. Now, credit to Jordan. I mean, it takes some courage. Now, we know how it works. If he misses it, we know what the response is going to be. But when you're in the moment, you're playing, you do what you need to do. So a ton of credit to Jordan and Kamari McGee for staying ready, because you don't know. And it's one of those things that Greg talks about. There might be games that you play 1 or 2 minutes. There might be games you don't play at all. Doesn't mean that's going to be the case the next time around. And that, you know, with the matchup, given the way it unfolded, Kamari McGee was really important.
Well, that's one of the things that I know ran across my mind on the way home after the Wake Forest game. I just wondered, could McGee have helped on Appleby at all? Mm-hmm. Because of his quickness. And Appleby was really hurting Wisconsin with the dribble penetration, of course, with his three-point shooting as well. And Greg Gard practiced McGee this week with the idea that he would need him against the type of pressure defense that Marquette employs. And as it turned out, he needed him a big way in that first half, and he delivered.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about McGee, you talk about, or Appleby, I should say, and then Cam Jones with his ability to take it to the cup, his ability to hit the shot from outside. I mean, it's, I think, you know, Marquette can have itself a really, really nice year, too.
And once again, we could, this sounds like a broken record. We can talk about this freshman, Connor first season, because when they needed baskets, he just came up with them.
Yeah,
I mean, when they needed someone to spark the offense, he was there for them. And that's not always been the case in years past, to have that instant offense available. And Seagen got into foul trouble, which kind of limited him to a certain extent. But for that matter, what Jordan Davis and Crowell and Seagen all had four fouls, but none of them fouled out of the game, which was important at the end, especially in OT.
Yeah, you really hold your breath in OT, because that's where Crowell and Seagen were at the end of regulation. And it's, you know, you talk to people, it's easy to start calling them, you know, CE3 or Connor at Seagen and all that. That's all true, but we mentioned it in the exhibition game, his ability to get things done inside. He had three buckets. He was 3 for 5 inside the arc, 2 for 5 outside, and he had three assists. Assist and three rebounds in that game.
He does so much more. He's just not a catch and shoot type of player. And I think, to be honest, I fell into that trap in the interim period where they, you know, he signed with Wisconsin. Well, what kind of player are they getting out of Indiana? You know, he can shoot. You look at his numbers, one of the top 10 scorers all time. But he's so much more than just a scorer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's fun to watch. I mean, we were watching Chucky Hepburn as a true freshman. A lot was on his plate last year, even more this year. And Connor, he doesn't start, but it doesn't matter. He played 23 minutes on Saturday, and you figure there's more where that came from moving forward. So, as has been the case now the last several years, in December you get a couple of Big Ten games. Again, it's great for the game of basketball. You have the bigger conference schedule, which has been the case for the last few years. Not only that, you've got two really tough draws to open your season. A Maryland team that is unbeaten. You go down to Iowa City, where Fran McCaffrey's team has been impressive. Here's a name that you're probably already hearing some. You're going to hear more of moving forward to tomorrow night. Jameer Young, transfer out of Charlotte. Big-time scorer there. He's about a 20-point-a-game guy there, and he had a 24-point game against Illinois, 4 of 9 from 3. And Wayne Larrabee line here, a dagger 3 late in that game against the Illini. This guy, it's another tough check for Wisconsin.
Then in compiling an 8-0 record, the Terps have 4 players in double digits. I mean, they don't have that 20-point score, but Dante Scott is leading the way with 15. Jameer Young, who just you mentioned, Hakeem Hart, and Julian Ross, who's very crucial to what they do. When he's on the floor, they're a different team. I will admit this, having watched Dante Scott, didn't recognize him. What, he's lost 25 to 30 pounds.
Looks good.
He was a good player, a little bit heavier. He's even a better player now.
Yeah, that's going to be, it should be a lot of fun on Tuesday, and then they go down to Iowa City. We remember Kenyon Murray, very happy that he has moved on, but Chris Murray can play a little
bit,
too.
Wish the brothers would have stayed together.
Yeah, he should have
Don't
gone
you?
With him. Yeah, go with him, for crying out loud. Again, you're going to have an Iowa team that likes to play faster. And, we didn't get to go to Iowa City last year, which is kind of head-scratching, the way travel or the way schedules are made up. It's a late Sunday afternoon game. But, if it's football, we know how much fun that rivalry is. And certainly it's a fun rivalry in basketball.
And we've already gotten one clear-cut example of how competitive this league's going to be. With everybody talking about and writing about and tweeting about Indiana, they go to Rutgers. And they got a little reality check, didn't they? I mean, that's what this conference is all about. It's really tough to win on the road.
It is. It's a good, the league, there's the March question. I get it. Is there a great team in this league? Don't know that yet. But there are a lot of really good teams, and if you're not at the top of yours in a given night, especially on the road, you can find yourself getting humbled in a hurry. It can happen, obviously, on the home floor as well. That's what last year, Wisconsin split with Rutgers, and it was the road team winning on both occasions. Rutgers coming into Madison, and the Badgers getting that late season win at the rack. So that's fun, man. I know college, I know football is, that's the main attraction in the world of sports right now, and all the intrigue with Badger football moving forward and the staff and how that's going to look. But, man, let's not forget, there's been a lot of fun college basketball, and the Badgers have been in the thick of it here in recent days.
And I've got to believe, Marquette fans were disappointed on Saturday, walking out, Fiserv. they probably, if they were honest, would tell you, man, that was great entertainment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah.
For regulation plus in overtime, you watch two teams just battle their butts, battle their rear ends off. And they may not be ranked in the top 15 or 20 at the end of the season, who knows? But they competed here in a rivalry that always deserves a little extra attention.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun game on Saturday. Looking forward to more fun on Tuesday night at the Kohl Center. And then we move forward and hopefully a lot of fun watching Wisconsin basketball. A lot of close games here of late. Why change now? He's Mike Lucas. We'll take a break. Back in a moment as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey,
let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Tomorrow night, the Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins, the 8-0 Maryland Terrapins. A couple other games going on. The Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden. A couple of Big Ten teams are involved. Illinois first up, taking on Texas. And then the Iowa Hawkeyes against the Duke Blue Devils. Of course, the Badgers playing down in Iowa City late Sunday afternoon, a 5:30 tip. Wednesday games, a couple in conference. Michigan State coming off that loss last night on the home floor to Northwestern. We'll travel to State College to play Penn State. Nebraska, fresh off a big win against Creighton, will be at Indiana. Indiana looked really good in a Big Ten ACC Challenge win against North Carolina. and scored all of 48 points in losing to Rutgers over the weekend. Go figure. The Boilermakers out of conference at home against Hofstra. Looking ahead to Thursday, Rutgers off the big win over Indiana will be in Columbus to take on Ohio State. Iowa on the home floor against Iowa State, and Michigan will be at Minnesota. Our coverage tomorrow will begin at 7 o'clock with our pregame programming and the tip time for the Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins set for 8 o'clock Central Time. And thanks to Mike Lucas, as well as Badger players Jordan Davis and Stephen Crowell, for head coach Greg Gard, engineer Dave McCann. This is Matt LePay. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for the Badgers and the Terps on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar & Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 16. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 32. Tomorrow, cloudy. Lows around 17. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 33. 35 Thursday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 32.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248D.